We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting five lines from the bottom. So we just finished saying that everyone agrees, including Rabbi, that the tongue is considered Beis Astara when it comes to Tefillah. You don't have to tell your mouth. You don't have to open your mouth in the mikvah. Break the mouth. Some Rebbe in Tefillah. Rebbe hold that the mouth is considered Tamun. V'amar Rav and Amar of Adam, Amar of Yitzchak. Ma'isa v'shivcha shal Beis Rabbi. There was a story of the shivcha shal Beis Rabbi. Shetavla, she was tayvel, but also, and she came back up. Nimsa had to mention that. They found a bone in between her teeth. She had a good piece of meat that day, and she found a bone in her teeth. V'tzricha Rebbe Tefillah Acheres. And Rebbe said, you have to be tayvel again. And this is kapaskin la'alacha. That's if you find a piece of popcorn in your mouth, chashom, after the mikvah, you have to go back, finish. That's the halacha, because there's a chatzitza in your mouth. And shaila is, we just finished saying, your mouth is not ma'akiv. You don't have to tell your mouth. So what's the problem? You have a chatzitza in your teeth. Who cares? So we just finished saying that you don't have to tell your mouth. So why is the problem with chatzitza and for the gemara? Need the bias mayim lebina. You don't need actual water to go into your mouth. Makam haroyu lava by mayim binam. You need it to be royal to have water. And therefore, it can't have any chatzitza in the mouth. Kidder abzeru. Don't abzeru call it royal labila ain't bila my kevis boy. Anything that's royal labila is no bila my kevis boy. We're saying it's royal labila, bila my kevis boy. What's abzeru talking about? The halacha is that by mincha, it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Menachos, that you can't bring a mincha that's 63 is sarin. Why? Because you can't mix the oil well in it. The oil that you mix in it, it can't be mixed in so much flour. So freight the Gemara there, who cares? Mixing belila of a mincha is not ma'akev. Kemitza is ma'akev, but belila is not ma'akev. So what's the big deal? So Gemara says, no, but I need it to be a type of mincha that's possible to do the belila. So that's the dinner royal labila, be on my cavis boy. If ain't called royal labila, ain't be on my cavis boy. If ain't royal labila, be on my cavis boy. Here also, you're right, you don't need an actual tefillah in the mouth, but you need royal tefillah. And that's the halacha by all Beis Hastarim. All Beis Hastarim needs to be royal tefillah. You actually don't need water to go in, but you need royal tefillah. So even though, let's say you consider, you're Beis Hastarim, if someone wears a contact lens, it might be a problem of chatzitza in the mikvah, because even though it's based on storm, you don't have to tell the eye, you close your eyes in the mikvah, but if you have something covering the eye, it might be a shayla of chatzitza. And the same thing, other shaylas also, it's very negay, this halacha of that based on storm has a problem of chatzitza. So tomorrow, it could be it's only the Rabbanon, could be. Some say it's only the whole din chatzitza in based on storm, the Rabbanon, it's a big shayla with braces, we're not going to get into chatzitza now, we're in the middle of a exclusion. So the Gemara, on top of Chafayim Beis, Kitanoi. So Zok Rashi wasn't Kitanoi. Serious debates in here. Mum Galus of Machloekas Tanoim. So we're going to break ground now and say, by the way, Sirus is a Machloekas Tanoim. Frank the Rishash, the obvious question, and we spoke it out before, just to get ready for that kasha. We just answered it's a Machloekas Tanoim. When we said it, we brought Raya, it's Rebbe, so it's Machloekas Tanoim. You know, so if you learn the Gemara quick, the Amud Aleph, you say, yeah, we passed the Shalah, Rebbe, it's Alpha Sirus. But if you look closely, it's Machloekas. But at least Benaza, maybe Tanakam also. So what's new Katanoi? Rishash has the kasha, we'll say the Teretsu. So the word Ketanoi. This Shaila of serious debates of his mumbers of Gauli is Mechalik Ketanoi. What does it say in, what's the Mechalik Ketanoi? It says it like this. The Pasuk of the Torah says, regarding Mumin of a animal to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, is a Mo'och v'kosus, v'nosu v'koros, l'sikiru l'Hashem v'artum v'sasu. The words mean, Mo'och means crushed, kosus means even crushed even more, small pieces, v'nosuk means cut, by hand, and karos means cut with a kli, with a knife. And usually, nosuk is more cut than karos, because a knife you can cut halfway, nosuk means completely cut off. That's what it says, that's the words mean. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, kulam abeitzim, the oil abeitzim, the Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara just asks, clarifies, but beitzim on the gid, you tell me it's more of a mum, the beitzim on the gid is more begali. Ela kulam af abeitzim, the Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds, these mumin can apply side to the gid and side to the beitzim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Kula Megid. They are all in the Gid and not in the Beitzim, because Beitzim is considered hidden. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Moch v'kosos, af Beitzim. Moch v'kosos, which is very nicker from the outside, because it's crushed, that's even the Beitzim. Nosu v'koros, which means cut, Begid in the Beitzim loy. Only by a Gid, not in the Beitzim. So what do you see? There's really three sheetahs here. One sheetah is, they all apply to Beitzim. They're all called Mum Shebegali. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only in the Gid. And Beitzim is not called Mum Shebegali. Rabbi Yossi is Mechalik. The Mo'avakos is yet called Gali. And Karas Venosuk is not called Gali. So that's the Tanoi here, if it's called Mum Shebegali. Zok Rishash, Kshmak HaTeretz. That we didn't have this third Shita yet. We had a machlokes if Sirus of Beitzim is Sirus or not. We didn't have this in-between sheet that is machalik between this, and that's why we said Ketanoi, we brought in to bring in this third sheet. Let's take the Rishash to answer that kasha. Zok the new Mishnah. This next Mishnah, we're talking about different kinyonim that we have on Metalphalim, on Behemoth, actually, to be more exact. Zok the Mishnah. Behemoth Gasa Niknis bin Mesira. The way you coin a Behemoth Gasa is with Mesira. Vahadaka, a small animal, Bahagbah. The kinyon is with picking it up. Divra Meyav Rav Eliezer. Now, what does Mesira mean? Rashi says Mesira means Ba'aleha Moysu Moysu Lekeach Ba'afsar Besaira. That the Baal, the owner, gives over the animal to Lekeach by giving over the afsar, which is the leash, or better English word than that, oi besaira, or the hair. You pass over the hair, or the string, and that's how you pass over the animal. Tosis says, you don't actually have to pass it over. You look at Tosis Maschel Behemagasa, the first one. Tosis says in the first wide line, Maschel Tech Lashayno, the Mesira be'inam yad liyad. And he asks, from the Gemara we had before, it's Mashma, that it's not just to grab it. And then what Tosis says, you don't have to pass me yad liyad. As long as the buyer grabs the hair or grabs the string, that's enough to be called a Mesira. And that's point number one. Point number two is that Rashi learns Behemagas Nix Mesira, not Meshicha. Not Meshicha. Why not? Because it says Meshicha is not the Derech. It's not the Derech to show Bailus that way by being Melech, a big cow in front of you. It's not the way you do a Kenyan. And if he holds not Meshicha. We're not going to speak out of Tosis, we'll learn Rashi. Behemagas Nix Mesira is Dafka Mesira, not Meshicha. Daka Bagbad Vereme Rebel Yezim. Behemagaka Nix Meshicha. You can be Behemagaka Behemagaka with Meshicha. That means the Tanakhama said you can't use Meshicha. But Chum say behemet daka nikkus b'mashicha behemet daka al kaponim. But he agrees to. Everyone agrees to agba. You definitely can do agba. No, shayla. You don't have to agba. You can do mashicha. Zok to Gemara. Dorish Rav bekim chunya. Rav darshin in kim chunya. Rav is a place. Rav made a drash there, and he said behemet gas nikkus b'mashicha. He said behemet gas nikkus b'mashicha. Remember, our Mishnah says Behemi Gas Nix Mesira, not Mashicha, like Rashi learns. Behemi Gas Nix Mashicha. Ashkinu Shmuel, Tamid Rav, Shmuel found the Tamid Rav, Amalhu, Mi Amarav, Behemi Gasa, Nicknus, Mi Amarav, Nix Mashicha? Does he really say that? Vana Mesira tonight. We have a Mishnah that says Dafka Mesira, not Mashicha. And not only that, Rav himself, Rav Nabi Mesira Amar. And I heard from Rav himself, he said Mesira. Hoda Ve Mahu, was he Chayzer from that? So the Gemara, it says, was he Chayzer? So the Gemara, no. Who do Amar Kei Tana? Rav was darshaning like the following Tana. Telling the Braisa, V'chom Oimrim, Zu V'zu Niknes B'Mashicha. Racham say, Sai Behem Adaka and Sai Behem Agasa, both are koino with Mashicha. And according to Rashi, it's a Kavachayim B'Mesira. If it has Mashicha, if it has Mesira. So Zu V'zu Niknes B'Mashicha. Rav Shimon Oimer, no. Zuba zuba hagba, dafka hagba, not mashicha, not mesira, dafka hagba. Even behemet gasa has to be picked up by hagba. Only hagba. So here, Rav was saying like the chamim. Chamim says zuba zuba mashicha and kavachayim mesira. So now we chapshat. In kimchunya, Rav is dafka behemet gasa next mashicha. That's like the chamim. And then it says he always says behemet gasa next mesira. It's also true. Next mesira also as well. So everything is fine. But we have here Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says zuba zuba hagba. The only way to become an animal is with agba. So what's the obvious question? Maskar Rav Yosef, El Miata, Peel, L'Rab Shimon, B'ma Yikna. Picture a big elephant. Try picking up an elephant. How do you do agba with an elephant? He says, the only kind of agba. No Mashicha, no Mesira. He says, how do you kind of elephant?
A cow you're
okay with? A cow, you know, a guy's a strong guy. He could maybe attempt that one. Because actually, it's V'chalikas Roshayinim, if you have to pick agba, it's three Tvachim or one Tefach. So if you hold one tefach, you know, it's 4 inches. It's maybe doable. But elephant, even 4 inches.
Let me know when you're going to show that.
Yeah. The elephant's a big problem. El miyata. So the oil is asking a good question. So Taka, if it's a very big cow, the Gemara could ask the Kasha. But the Gemara wanted to say something that's double clear. A peel, definitely no one could pick up. That's the Gemara's Kasha. El miyata, peel or apashimim, ma yikna, omale abaya, but chalipin. You can do a chalipin. Inami b'soiches b'koimei, or you'll rent the space under the elephant, and if you rent the space, it's kinyan chatzah. So two mahalachim, either chalipin or soiches b'koimei.
Why did the Mishnah mention these
The Mishnah is mentioning kiyonim that are exclusive to metaltlim, to behemoths. These are general kiyonim for everything. So he says that's it. Rav Shimon holds that you have to do akbah. The only way it works is akbah. You have to do these other kiyonim. Rav Zera Amar maybe akbah kelim umnicha tachas raglov, and Rashi learns look bekoina al kelov. You put four kelim under the feet of the elephant, and you'll be koina al kinyan of the kelim. Freit demar sham minay kelov shel lekeach b'shus meicher koina. You tell me now the kelov of lekeach al koina b'shus meicher. Zog demara. It's the one in simta. We're there. It's not the reshus of the meicher. Agav. So Gemara's talking about he do a kinyan kelim. L'chayra here, there's like a picture. You know, there's four kelim and he's standing on the kelim, and that's the kinyan. So only his feet is being kinyan. What about the rest of the body? Teretz is that you could be on part of it. So it's a big shaila in the paiskim if you can do kinyan chatzah if it's halfway in the field and halfway out of the field. L'chayra's being a raya from here. That it works. And there's an asivus about this. The Yalta Shaka talks about it. It's a good shayla. If it works, the shayla's arrived from here. So we already have three mahalchim. Either chalipin or seiches b'kayim, which is kinyan chatzar. And kelim also is a form of kinyan chatzar, kelim. But it's always kinyan kelim. Last pshat, inami b'chavile is mayres. Whereas that means, like Rashi, m'shkachas lo hagbah, it's appeal. Shach do hagbah, how? B'chavile is mayres, like Rashi. Higbiyam in ar shloisha tvachim. You put the chavilah zmaris off the ground three tefachim, and malich malayim. Let him climb up that pile of zmaris. The agbah shows tefachim agbahi. The nafkin teres lava. That's called agbah. Frank Taisvis. So what do you have to have chavilah zmaris? Just say the kalim that you did is agbah. What are you going chavilah zmaris? Zog is something you can make up a teres based on a break, but the Taisvis answer. Taisvis says because it's very hard to find kalim that are three tefachim high. Three tefachim is around a foot high. You don't have a kelim that are foot high. These days they have industrial pots that are foot high, but it's very hard to find kelim like that. That's what he says. And he says, if you're bringing tam holds that one tefach zafah akbah, you have to say that stam kelim is not a tefach either. That's what he said, chavilas maris. But then he says, Akasha, okay, it's not kelim. But why don't you say a rock? We made a ramp. Like, why do we chavilas maris? Take a big rock and let him climb a rock. Therefore, Tosis says a nupshat. Avada, we're not going to make that's a big deal to make a ramp or something, find a rock, a big rock. He says, you know what you do? Hold the nupshat. Chavilas Maris means you hang Chavilas Maris up here with good kushmaka apples on it, and the elephant jumps up to get the food. That's the hagbah. That's what Tosis learns. He jumps up to get the food. When Pharaoh's Rav Shulam, the hachadah Chavilas Maris, because he meichel pill. The pill doesn't eat apples, he eats Maris. Can be in Perak Mefanim. Matalfa Mechavilas Maris Meshav, especially Maichel Apilim. Umagabiyan Lapil Chavilas Maris Lamaila, who kaifits, he jumps. Umagabiyah Satz Maimanaritz, Vaichlam. Vein Latamaya Echashiv Agbah. It's called Agbah, it's called Agbah. When it jumps up, so if you ever saw an elephant jump, here, that's Inam Mechilas Miris, the Firay Tam, Teretz is, the elephant jumps.